Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a pop-up into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lute Barnes pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball towards right. Jones catches it and throws to Harrelson, who relays to Cranepool to double up Beckert. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. Garrett moves to second. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Rochel now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday bunts in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle bunts in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Garrett moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Boswell moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Boswell moves to third. Milner moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Marshall now playing center field. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett has Cardinal trapped. There's the throw to Dyer and back to Garrett, who tags Cardinal for the out. Williams moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Santo is walked intentionally. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner throws the ball into Harrelson, who tags Beckert trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. Hickman scores. Santo moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bill North now playing right field. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Hundley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Boswell moves to second. Ted Martinez pinch runs for Ken Boswell. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.